And now for the Video Game Podcast. It's the Entertainment Earth Podcast, where we talk about video games, which we don't sell. We just like to talk about them. What do we have new? Super Street Fighter 4 is coming in 2010 to PS3, Xbox 360, and depending on who you want to believe, maybe or maybe not arcades. It's a rebalanced, retweaked version of this year's fighting game with 8 or more new fighters added to it, including DJ and Thunder T-Hawk so far. Another character from South Korea has been introduced, whose name I currently forgot, and some of the rumors say it's going to be bargain priced. I don't know if that's true, but it would be nice considering those of us who bought it the day it came out at pretty much full price. Even though it's a great game, it's like another game to buy. But anyway, on the Wii this week, you can download Arcade Altered Beast on the Virtual Console, which I would not recommend you do for the money. It's $10. WiiWare games include Drift Mania and Arkanoid Plus. DSi owners, you can download Art Academy Second Semester and Dragon Quest Wars, which is indeed a game based on the Dragon Quest franchise. Xbox 360 fans, Bust a Move Live was released. Military Madness Nectaris was released from Hudson. And Football Genius, which is actually a soccer trivia game, also came out on the downloadable service. Over on the PlayStation side of things, the PSP is having the best week ever. It has been re-released as the PSP Go, which is a new piece of hardware for $250. It is a refined version of the existing system, only the screen kind of flips over the system, and it cannot use any existing peripherals, and it cannot play any game discs at all. The games are download only. As such, I would not currently advise you to run out and get one. Just go for the cheaper, older model, because you can download games on that and use discs, and retail game discs tend to be findable for cheaper than download-only games, at least so far. I'm not quite sure why that is, but for me, it's just sort of like, well, the brick-and-mortar option can save me money. I like the brick-and-mortar, or rather, even online. I mean, I can go to my favorite video game web store, buy a game by mail, and it'll cost less than it is to download sometimes. But speaking of downloads, a lot of new games were added this week. Crazy Taxi, Alien Syndrome, hundreds of Capcom, EA, LucasArts, and other titles were added because you need to be able to buy something for the PSP Go since you can't buy a disc for it. I can't even list them all here. Most of them are full retail. They're like $20, $30, $40. But if you can buy the retail disc, I would still recommend buying the retail disc, but that's just how I feel. I could be wrong. PS1 games include Gex 3, Deep Cover Gecko, Nuclear Strike, Umjammer Lammy, and Jumping Flash 2, each is $5.99. New PSP minis released this week include Alien Havoc, Tetris, Hero of Sparta, Brain Pipe, Field Runners, Sudoku, and Funky Punch. Other notable games are Thexter, a remake of a classic PC shooter from Square Enix, and a new Gran Turismo game, which is both on retail and downloadable. So whatever you'd like to do, it's about $40. And on the PlayStation 3, you can download Digger HD and Uno, and, of course, the PS1 games Gex 3, Deep Cover Gecko, Nuclear Strike, Umjammer Lammy, and Jumping Flash 2. New at Entertainment Earth! Are you a fan of God of War? Then we've got something for you. There's a really cool, huge God of War Kratos blade replica. It's a Blade of Chaos. It's $149, and it's sharp. Also, if you like Pogo, Pocket Pogo games from Hasbro are here. They connect to your Pogo account and can unlock all sorts of things. Choose from Connect 4, Battleship, Jewel Bash, Solitaire, Word Wump, and Casino Island. They're in stock today and they ship when you order them. So why don't you order them at Entertainment Earth? That's all for this week's Video Game Cast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. I am here every week. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. And you can follow the Entertainment Earth blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. And that's pretty much all we got right now. So check out our website, see the BioShock figure. It's pretty cool. And I will see all you guys on the next installment of the show, which may be one I've already recorded, and maybe one I record in the future, and maybe you listen to another podcast entirely. So enjoy that podcast, everyone, and I will see you next time.